Hello, this is Mark Noon from the Slicky Boys, and I'm over here turning knobs and wrecking the place in the studios. And this is WMUC-FM, College Park.
Did you know that many sexually transmitted infections are asymptomatic? Getting tested is the safest way to know whether or not you are carrying an infection. Visit the University Health Center to see many doctors who specialize in sexual health, or stop by the student-run sexual health awareness group, CHARE. CHARE provides sexual health information to students across campus and promotes healthy sexual choices. Stop in the health center or visit health.umd.edu for more information.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Calm and Collected. I'm your host, Carrie. This is WMUC Digital at College Park. Today I have a fun show theme, one that I'm excited for at least. It is all about, It is all about movie soundtracks. I found some movies from mostly the 80s, but I think we have one or two late 70s, maybe a movie that was released in the 90s, and some soft rock, indie rock. I would say mostly those two genres involved. So, our first song, before I continue talking about the theme, is In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. And then we'll talk about what movie it's from. So, have no fear. Actually, let's come back for a minute and keep talking right now, because let me clue you in on a little secret. Some beautiful person in this studio is always logged into their Spotify, which is fantastic, because guess what? That's what we use on digital. However, right now, no one is logged into it, which is quite unfortunate. Normally, no one logs out of it, but, you know, we're gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way. And old-fashioned. This is Spotify. This is digital radio. I don't think this is old-fashioned. But I have to log in myself. So we are going to talk about the movies. I've got some movies that I really love in store for us today. I've got Pretty Woman, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club. I've been wanting to rewatch The Breakfast Club for a while. However, I've wanted to watch it at school, but it's not a movie my roommate enjoys, and we would probably watch it together. You know. However, now that we're all logged in, and we should be all set for the show, and we're already 5 minutes in, we have In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. This song is from the movie Say Anything, the classic boombox scene. I personally want that to happen to me. I don't know about you. And if something like that has happened to you, I'm a little bit jealous. But now we can start our music. Okay, thank you so much for sticking with me. hope you enjoyed that one. As I was listening to it, I realized that I don't think I've ever actually watched Say Anything all the way through. I know I've seen clips of it here and there, but I don't think I've sat down and watched the entire movie, which is unfortunate because I know it's good from what I've seen. But this next one is from a movie, is a classic from this movie, and I have seen it quite a few times. The most recent time being over the summer with my mom when we were in Aruba. It happened to be on cable, which was super fun because this is one of her favorite movies of all time, and it's one of my grandmother's favorite movies of all time. So next up we have I've Had the Time of My Life from the movie Dirty Dancing. I hope you enjoy.
Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me. Way before.
Never felt
yes, I swear.
it's a truth, and I hope it'll take you.
That song just evokes joy. I love the sound of it. It's so upbeat, enjoyable, and I think a lot of these movies are. For me, they're definitely feel-good movies. There's only two or three on this list that I have not seen, and I simply chose the movie because I like the song from the movie soundtrack. However, most of the movies I've seen more than once, and I feel like the first time I saw them, I was very young, so maybe that's why they feel like feel-good movies. But this next song is from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I had the privilege to see in an empty movie theater back in 2020. Three of my old friends and I rented out the theater for a very low price because it was COVID-19, and we got to choose which movie we wanted to watch in the AMC theater. And we chose Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So it was a very fun watch. This song is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Dream Academy. So, enjoy.
Good times for a change. Seems the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So the first time.
hope we enjoyed that one. Next up, actually, I haven't decided which song I want to play next yet. I think we are going to go with a song from Pretty Woman. I don't think I have too much to say about this movie. I don't have any fun story about seeing it in a different country or in an empty theater, but still a good movie and still a good song from the movie. So, it's okay. Next up, we have No Explanation by the Double Denims. There we go.
You really took me by surprise.
I decided to let that last song go straight through after the one previously. That one was from Grease. I do not know the last time I watched Grease, but I do know I was a pink lady when I was in third grade for Halloween. So I think I was 9 years old, and then I pulled the pink lady jacket out again for some sort of spirit week in high school. I don't remember what. It was probably, like, Decades Day. I had a reason to wear it multiple times, and I think it's still in my closet back at home. But this next song is Hey Jude by the Beatles, and it is from no other than 16 Candles. So I hope you enjoy.
Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't care.
never realized how long that song was. I have a very bad habit of either playing the same song on repeat or putting a song on and then halfway through I skip it and move on to the next song. It's a great privilege of Spotify Premium. So my point is, Hey Jude is on one of my playlists, but I think it's very rare that I listen to it all the way through. So this next song doesn't necessarily match my genre theme as well, at least I don't think. However, I needed to include a song from The Breakfast Club because, like I said, I really like that movie. It's one that I've been wanting to rewatch. And I have this very bulky vintage jean jacket. And whenever I wear it, especially if I wear it with some sunglasses, I feel like John Bender. So, and I wear it pretty often now that it's cold outside. So I think about The Breakfast Club randomly on a weekly basis, I would say. So this song is 1999 by Prince.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun. We'll be right back.
Fleetwood Mac song queued up, because if you know me, you know I'll take any chance to play Fleetwood Mac. I think that's normally what my roommate and I are telling our Alexa to play. But it's not yet. It's not yet. I don't know why it started playing. That wasn't in the queue. The next song is the last song from a movie that I've actually seen. It's from Pretty in Pink, and the song is Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. And I have a little bit more to say about some of the other ones, so we'll leave it at that for this one.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
So I think I definitely just had a moment where I played the wrong song from that EP, but I didn't realize until like halfway through the song, because I listened to Tom's Diner recently enough. So next, now we have our Fleetwood Mac song. We have Everywhere, the 2017 remastered version.
Thank you.
So, like I said, the rest of our songs are from movies that I have not seen. Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac was on the Anne of Green Gables soundtrack. That is actually a movie that I've never heard of, I'm going to be honest. But I knew that I hadn't heard of it besides this song being on the soundtrack. And like I said, I love Fleetwood Mac. I love Stevie Nicks. So I knew that I had to add them in somewhere. But the next song that I have is from the movie Boogie Nights, which is, again, another one that I have not seen. But I love the song, so it works itself out. And that is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. The charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
I was just thinking, I was listening to those lyrics, and imagine being Jesse in that situation. That is really unfortunate. I would not be too happy if I heard that song and I was Jesse. If I was Jesse's girl, however, that might boost my ego. But I only have one more song for us today, and it's another one from the movie Say Anything. I added this song because it's by another artist that I quite enjoy, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I feel like I have considered playing Red Hot Chili Peppers on my show multiple times already, and I have not been a DJ for that long. However, I don't think most of their songs match
the feel of my show, what I'm going for. But I feel like every episode we branch away a little bit more from the original theme, which is like soft, calm rock. But that's okay. There's only so many songs in the world, and I don't know. I enjoy a little bit of everything. So, unfortunately, we only have 3 more minutes together, and this is a 4-minute song, so I'll leave you with this. But again, thank you so much for listening to my show, Calm and Collected, on WMUC Digital in College Park. I really appreciate it. I'm so happy being here, and it thrills me when I hear that people are happy listening. So thank you so much. And if you're a student here, I hope you're having a somewhat calm and collected finals week. It has been very stressful. I feel like I've been running around campus like a chicken with my head cut off. Definitely the past 2 days, but last week as well. And that's becoming literal because I'm checking my fitness, my health apps, and my steps are astronomically high. I don't know what I'm doing differently now that it's finals week, but maybe I'm getting the nerves and stress out just hustling around campus. But having said that, my first final was submitted today, which is very exciting. So we are one step closer to being done with first semester. And as a freshman, specifically, that is crazy to say. A part of me feels like I just got here. But I will leave you with that. And I will leave you with the song Taste the Pain by Red Hot Chili Peppers from the movie Say Anything. I hope you enjoy. And again, thank you so much for listening this week. I appreciate it. And I am out for the night. Is from